Keystone, South Dakota, to Mount Rushmore area. For those that don't know, we've got a partner in ministry that's, I mean, we're just family, a guy, Keystone Project's the name of the ministry. Richard Green is the brother, and he's got a full team, and we were up there training twice a year. We get to train internationals. We had 70 people from, 70 leaders from from 12 countries, and there's like a three-week intensive training for them to be able to multiply disciple-making movements in the nations that they're in by the power of the Spirit and in a kingdom way. And so it was a great trip, blessed trip. We hit the ground running, had meetings all night the first night we got there, and just ministering to individuals and on the Keystone team and to the internship team. We've got four or so going from here, seven from Kansas. They're going to be part of the internship team. And so to the leaders of that, we spent some time one evening just praying and prophesying over them and encouraging them in the Spirit. And it was just an awesome time. Then we had time with the guys and the gals, and it was awesome. We had guys from Nepal, which pray for them. They're trying to get a hold of people with the earthquake and all that's going on. They're having trouble getting through. And so pray for our Nepalian brothers. And then we had people from Sri Lanka and a ton from India and from Zimbabwe and West Africa, some places in there. And so it was just a fun thing. And the jewel, not jewel, they were all great, but we had a guy from Iraq there. And this guy got out of the country a year ago, got into Portland, and some crazy believers knocked on his door one day on Mother's Day last year, started talking about wanting to pray for his mother and give a gift. He's like, well, she's back in Iraq, and I'm alone. I miss her. And they end up just spending time loving on this guy. Took him to a service. This is just last year. I don't know if we can see. Yeah, there's a group of them worshiping. But they took him to a service, and in the service, they prayed for ISIS. They prayed for them to be saved, for the mercy of God, for their hearts to be changed. And it just messed with this guy. He was like, there's no way you guys are faking or you're lying or you're something, because his brother was an imam in a mosque, and just about a year earlier, I think it was, his brother spoke out in the mosque against ISIS, said that it was evil, it was of no religion, it wasn't Islam. The very next day, they shot him to death in the streets in front of his little boy, about 100 yards from where this brother was that we got to meet in Keystone. And so he had seen the violence of it. He got away through America. There was some, he applied for something and got out, got to Portland as a refugee. Anyway, ends up going to service. They're praying for ISIS. He's shocked. He goes the next Sunday to another place. They pray for ISIS and for mercy and for salvation. He's like, what in the world? And he's watching everybody love each other. And then the third service, he didn't believe, he went to a third different church at a downtown church in Portland. Same thing. Tragic stories coming out. They have a prayer time in the service for ISIS and pray. And the Spirit of God just started to minister to him and touch him. And by Tuesday night of that week, he calls one of these people that came on that Mother's Day and says, something's happening to me. I've got like what's goosebumps. I'm feeling heat in my heart. What is happening to me? And she goes, that's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Hang on, we'll get over there. And at about midnight, they went over and led this guy to Jesus. And the power of the Spirit just filled him, and he is just a disciple of Christ. He has still yet to tell his family, because if he tells his family, they'll be kidnapped or killed, especially with the connection with the brother. And so he's figuring out ways of how to get the gospel into Iraq. Partnerships are coming for them to use media all through northern Iraq in that area. It was fun to meet with him, because my brother Tim was headed to Iraq, and ISIS got too close to Mosul, and so they couldn't go in and minister refugees. But Tim's still planning this year, if they can get them back down a little bit, they're going to take a team of docs and get over there and minister to them. But it was just awesome to train all these amazing brothers and sisters, multiple who have been beaten for the sake of the gospel and have lost many things, and they were all radically committing to reach the unreached people groups in their nation. So again, thank you for your prayers. We've got 150, there was twice as many this time. There's 115 leaders signed up for October, and I think 17 for their internship with the youth this summer. So please be praying for these nations and our opportunity to serve some of them along the way. Great. Hey, Bert, let's receive our offering, and guys, we'll do that. As they're coming, we want to alert you to, if you would feel so prompted or stirred to invest into the team, they're moving around and ministering. Is that the team, Luke, that's going with you into the north and to...